Hey guys, I am stoked to share with you today the real reason why your last agency failed you. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, I am really excited. I'm on my way to the nail salon. I don't say that very often, or maybe I do on this podcast because that's like the only time that I drive is when I go to the nail salon. But I am having one of those days where Facebook's down and a lot of people are experiencing this and it's kind of frustrating. So I was like, you know what? I could sit here and keep trying to do these things that are crucial specifically to Facebook, or I could instead trade my time from tonight when I was going to go get my nails done and prep for all my trips and instead go get my nails done now and come back and hopefully Facebook will be working. But I wanted to share with you guys something that is kind of crazy. So we just got off a call with one of our clients who is amazing. And she has a business model where we are breaking even and we're so close to having our first really profitable launch. I just know it. Like, I feel it. I see it. All the indications are there. But all of our advertising is breaking even once you include our monthly retainer. And you know, we talk to people all the time who are like, my last agency spent $120,000 on ads and we never got a single result, or our last agency would run the traffic and then be like, well, we're generating leads, we're generating traffic, and then kind of be like hands off and be like, we did our part. And one of the things that I've really been diving into with our agency now that I've been stepping into my role fully as the chief marketing officer, which sounds so cool as a CMO, is what is it that we do that's different? Why is it that our clients have been having a higher success rate when we run ads and do social media? And I've really kind of boiled it down to one major thing. And for most of you, if you're new to this podcast, you may not know that I actually have two businesses. I have an agency, which is called The Viral Touch, as well as my online university. So I have my own funnels, my own integrations, my own team on that side. We have everything from low ticket to one-off to courses to coaching, high ticket programs. We have everything all across the board, in-person, live events, all of these things. And one of the things that I've discovered with a lot of agencies is part of the reason why they became an agency is because they didn't understand all the moving pieces of running a successful business. Now, I hear this question all the time. If you are so successful at marketing, why don't you just start your own business outside of marketing and market yourself? Well, I have, and I do. But most marketers, it's not that simple. For most marketers and people who become agencies, wow, you can hear that rain coming down. For most of them, they understand the marketing side of things, but they don't understand things like offers and funnels and everything that it takes to turn a business profitable, emails, group, you know, management, PR, customer service, all of these different moving pieces. So for a lot of agency owners, it's very difficult to build a business outside of marketing. And one of the crazy realizations I've had after hopping off of this call with my client and after many calls with our clients is that one of the reasons why most agencies fail for their clients is because they only understand their part. Now, I'm not saying that you're wrong as a marketing agency if you don't understand the other moving pieces, but it's very, very difficult for you to truly understand your clients' needs. And I'm not just talking about their needs for traffic, but their needs for consistent revenue and cash flow and offers and how the funnel process works. It's difficult to understand all of that. So sometimes we don't, as agencies, understand even what we should be asking our clients. And I find this really interesting, but it happens over and over. The client says, I need traffic, but when you really, really dive into what their actual needs are, it's not traffic at all. Maybe they actually need a converting funnel, or maybe they say, I just need social media because I really, really, really want to dominate, but they don't know what social media is actually going to provide for their business. Okay, while I'm on this podcast recording, I'm actually going to be dashing across the street hoping I don't get too wet in the rain. That's kind of fun. Oh my gosh, I'm totally going to get wet. Okay, so we don't know what questions to be asking our clients because, and here's the problem, we don't understand business. And when I say we, I mean agency owners as a whole. So we just hopped off of a call with one of our clients. Whew, I am so not a runner. We just hopped off a call with one of our clients where we were discussing different things that weren't working in the funnel, different ways to repackage her offers, how she can upsell people, what the structure should look like, how to build in the urgency and scarcity. And so my question to you is, as you look for an agency to work for, or if you're an agency owner, is do they really understand business? Do you really get it? Once you really understand business and you know what people need versus just what they say they need, you're able to deliver better results. So instead of us just saying we bring traffic or we bring social media, we understand how that comes into play with all of your business, which is very, very powerful. So I know that you might be like, you know what, that sounds exactly right. We've been burned by agencies in the past. It hasn't gone well. If you say, you know what, I'm ready to give an agency another try, head on over to my website, rachelpeterson.com. There you'll see services and apply for one-on-one work with me and my team. All right, guys, I gotta go get my nails done. I'll catch you later on the next episode. This episode of Social Media Secrets is brought to you by my agency, The Viral Touch. We get phenomenal results for our clients. We recently helped a client to scale from $300,000 a year to $3 million a year. For an e-commerce company, we recently tripled their daily sales. And we are always working on increasing the return on investment, the number of purchases, and the overall results for our clients every single day. If it is a good fit, how do you know if it's a good fit? A, you have a converting offer. B, you are bringing in a decent amount of revenue. We like to see at least $300,000 to $500,000 a year. And C, as crazy as this sounds, you're a good person. We only work with good people. If those three things apply to you, then we would love to connect with you and see if we can help your company to blow up this year. To do so, go on over to rachelpeterson.com, all E's and a D, and select services. There you can fill out a short application and we can see if it fits. I can't wait to see you and see your name in my inbox. I'll see you later. Sure.